السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we had discussed a mother's advice to a daughter on the first night of her marriage. Today we discuss a father's advice to his daughter. It is mustahab for a father to advise his daughter on the occasion of her marriage. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that whenever the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum sent their daughters as brides to their husbands, they would emphasize the importance of serving the husband and fulfilling his rights. Hazrat Abdullah bin Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala gave the following advice to his daughter. He said, avoid jealousy and pride, because these are the keys to divorce. Avoid rebuking, because this creates enmity and resentment. Use kohol, surma, because this is the best means of beautification, and the best perfume is water. Right? Because not everybody will afford to buy expensive perfumes. So the best perfume that you can use, it's available, it's cheap or free, is water. Right? Now this doesn't mean that you cannot use different perfumes. Long as the perfume is permissible to use, you can use it. If it's a loud perfume, then you must only use it within the confines of the home. You don't use it when leaving the house. When Hazrat Farah Fasa bin Ahwas gave his daughter Naila in marriage to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, he advised her in the following words. He said, dearest daughter, you are going to be in the company of women of the Quraysh who have better access to perfumes than you have. The Quraysh women were known for their perfumes. They used to mix different scents and they used to make their own perfume. Therefore, remember these two pieces of advice that I am giving you. Use kuhl, surma, and apply the perfume of water, meaning bath regularly, so that you may smell as fresh and fragrant as rainwater. In addition to the advice given above, Abul Aswad advised his daughter thus, pay attention to your physical appearance and remember that kuhl is the best means of beautification. Always apply perfume and remember that the best perfume is to perform wudu properly. Now, I mentioned this many times, that our women folk, when they're going to leave the house, that's the time they want to beautify themselves. But in the house, they don't worry. The eyeliners and all that, that comes out when we're going for wedding, when we're going for family gathering, we're going visiting somewhere, we're going mall, then all those things come out. But in the home, for the husband, there no beautification is made. And when is the main beautification for the husband? Is when the husband is going to be alone with the wife. That is the main beautification of the husband. Now the wife is at home, the husband is gone for program, he is in the masjid, he is gone for gush, whatever. That is the time for her to beautify herself. Now when the husband comes home and he's going to be alone with her, she must be beautiful. In fact, even many non-Muslims have identified that washing the face several times with cold water is an excellent manner of maintaining one's beauty. So this they're talking about the benefit of making wuzu properly. The above question makes it clear that Islam strongly recommends women to beautify themselves for their husbands. Whether a woman is rich or poor, young or old, at home or traveling, she should bath at least once daily. During summer, she may even bath twice a day. Of course, this depends on her health. Otherwise, she will be making wudu several times for her 5 daily salah. Besides these times, she should wash her hands and face after completing her work in the kitchen. Her husband doesn't want to smell her. She's smelling like onions and tarkari and wagar and all of that. Women should also ensure that they use kuhl. surma. Now this our women don't want to use, surma. Whereas this is the thing that makes a woman very beautiful. Yeah, eyeliners we want to use. Kuhul, surma, this is the main thing. So women should also ensure that they use surma, which is an inexpensive means of beautification, and it does not require much time to apply. In addition to this, it doesn't have to be removed when making wudu or when taking a ghusl. If women could adopt this simple but highly effective means of beautification, the Muslim ummah will save millions, which could be utilized for more worthy causes. It is commonly said that women are men's dolls. It is therefore necessary for every husband to provide the means of beautification for his wife, so that her added beauty may attract him to her and increase their love for each other. May attract him to her, and obviously the opposite also, attract her to him. Hazrat Abu al-Faraj Isfahani rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that even beautiful women need to beautify themselves and keep themselves clean to win a place in the hearts of their husbands. These factors enhance her beauty. In addition to this, she should also dress attractively. Of course, a woman may only use those types of clothing and means of beautification that the Sharia permits. She should be cautious that her husband should not see her in an unkempt condition, and that he should not get an unpleasant odor from her. A wife should remember that she will suffer the consequences of her failings in this regard. If she does not take care of herself and allows herself to fall prey to shabbiness and obesity, her husband will detect her indifference and he may be attracted to other women. If she is not going to look after herself, keep herself in shape, keep herself beautiful and fresh, then he may get attracted elsewhere. Women should also be cautious not to allow their clothing to get soiled. They should immediately remove any stain that falls on their clothing. It is commonly mentioned that when a person keeps his or her clothing free from stains and dirt, Allah Ta'ala will keep his or her heart free from the stains of gunas. The importance of personal hygiene cannot be overemphasized. One's teeth and mouth should always be clean, and nails always neatly pared. Although this is especially important for women, this is more important for women. However, although it is more important for women, but the husband should also never neglect the same. The details of this will inshallah be mentioned in the book Gift to a Husband. Now for the men, they need to read Gift to a Husband, so that we men also know how to treat the woman and the important points that men need to take care of. When the men of the Bani Israel neglected personal hygiene, their woman resorted to zina. Now we come to the advice of Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Surti rahmatullahi alayhi to his daughter. What advice he gave to his daughter? He said, "Dearest daughter, you are now leaving for your husband's home. Leave happily. May Allah Ta'ala bless your new home. May you spread light wherever you go. And may Allah Ta'ala grant you the understanding and foresight to brighten your future. May you find happiness with your husband. May Allah Ta'ala grant both of you such great love for each other that lights the way ahead and which provides comfort for your in-laws as well. Dearest daughter, may Allah Ta'ala guide you to uphold the honor of your parents' home when you live with your in-laws. Never allow disgrace to come to your parents or your parents' in-law. Our honor is now in your hands. Never allow anyone to criticize the careful and loving upbringing that your mother gave you. Dearest daughter, May Allah Ta'ala grant you the ability to tackle every difficulty with courage and determination. May He also grant you the ability to cross every intricate and delicate situation with dexterity and skill. Keep away from arguments and disputes, and Allah Ta'ala will give you the traits of a respectable woman. Dearest daughter, from the day you were born, we realized that you were not meant to stay with us for always, but you would be leaving us for another. You were destined to live as a guest in our home, and we raised you until you developed the ability to run your own home. We are now handing you over in the safe custody of your in-laws. Dearest daughter, you are now leaving your parents, your brothers and your sisters. What a painful moment indeed. Women have come from near and far to attend the wedding, and children are all dressed in excellent Islamic dress, all beaming with excitement. All your father's friends are here, as well as friends and relatives from our families and associates. Some are weeping openly, others are sobbing silently, while the eyes of so many are welling up with tears, each one of them trying to lighten the grief burdening their hearts. Looking across the spectrum of people, young and old, a strange form of gloom seems to have enveloped them all. Dearest daughter, look at your mother. Her grief is inexplicable. She bore you in her womb for 9 long months, feeding you with her own blood. She would sleep on the wet portion of the bed, keeping you snug on the dry part. She then kept her gazes fixed on you for 18 years. How will her tears ever dry? She sacrifices her rest for you and forfeited many nights of sleep during her youthful days for your sake. When it came to you, she neither knew day as day or night as night. How will her days and nights now pass without you? You cannot imagine the difficulties she endured for your education and for raising you. A slight frown on your face would eliminate all her happiness, and your single tear would ignite 1,000 sparks in her heart. You are now leaving this warm lap of your mother. She fed you the best food without desiring it for herself, and dressed you in the best clothing without wishing that the money had been spent on her. Her heart always told, her heart always said, when my daughter eats well, it is as if I am eating, and when she dresses well, it is as if I am dressed. To alleviate your single worry, she would take 1,000 worries upon her head. Can you remember how many good nights your mother passed in anxiety for you? She would sit at your bedside for hours when you were ill, and would pay no heed to her own health because of her concern for your health. Alas, what must be passing through her heart at this moment? She will now have to bear this separation. Only Allah Ta'ala can grant her the ability to bear it. Dearest daughter, you are leaving your beloved sisters behind as well. Together with being your sisters, they were also your close companions. You were always together and did nothing without each other. You played and enjoyed yourself together and were so close that you even thought the same thoughts. They love you dearly and were always ready to do what you told them. Your happiness was their happiness and your grief was theirs. They laughed when you did and trembled when you showed the slightest sign of displeasure. You played together on the swings and sat together through long nights listening to the stories of the pious. You slept together and woke up together. How depressed are they today? Although they will continue their activities, their tearful eyes will always be searching for you. They simply cannot forget you. If only you could see your friends today. One stands in the corner weeping, while another is sobbing silently somewhere else. If they did not see you for 2 consecutive days, they would become restless and find an excuse to come looking for you. They would attend and host Islamic programs for ladies to be with you. Now they will be unable to meet you for weeks, Perhaps only you know the grief that they will experience during these times. Dearest daughter, today you will also be leaving me. I always desired that you should be an educated and knowledgeable young lady with refined manners and donning Islamic dress with hijab, together with ensuring that you have the best food and clothing. I always wanted you to be blessed with excellent morals and a noble character. You are now the stirring example I always envisaged. I always entertained the hope that you would become a wife from whom good wives learn to better themselves, and from whose behavior bad wives correct themselves. You will recall that I was never harsh with you in your upbringing, yet I never ignored any bad habit. I always prohibited you from reading books and novels that promoted immorality, and I always brought home for you such books to read that taught good morals and valuable lessons. I also protected you from the filth of television, video and cinema, because it is these things that have destroyed many noble homes and brought disgrace to honorable families. Dearest daughter, you know well that I have always given preference to your comfort over my own. I have always chosen the best teachers for you and safeguarded you from the corrupted secular syllabus. I have always been taking you and your mother to Islamic programs and have always devoted special attention to your education. I have always regarded my home and children as a trust which Allah Ta'ala has placed in my care so that I may teach you good manners and conduct. I realize that I will be answerable to Allah if I were to fail in teaching you Islamic morals. If I were to fail in teaching you Islamic morals and conduct, after having done all of this, I now place you in the custody of another good family. Light up your father's eyes. You are really leaving us today. Separation from you is truly heartbreaking. However, this day is an extremely momentous day for you. Although it appears as if you are merely moving from one home to another, this move is really an enormously significant one. To this day, you were free to do as you pleased in your parents' home. However, from today, you will have to do things with dexterity and skill. To this day, you were free to desire whatever you pleased. From this day onwards, you will have to foresee the consequences of your aspirations before setting your sights on them. Whereas you could previously ask others for the things you desire, you will now have to play a role in fulfilling the desires of others. Up to this day, you were issuing instructions for others to follow. Now, you will have to take instructions from others. Without first being a slave, you cannot become a queen. Dearest daughter, today your entire world will be changed. The ways and procedures you were accustomed to will have to be altered. You will even have to change your ways of speaking. Every facet of your life will take a new meaning and new angle. I remember well how you used to behave stubbornly and throw tantrums until we were all forced to give in to you. I accept that these occasions were rare, but remember that you should think carefully before you express your desires in future. You should first try to ascertain whether the reaction of your husband and his family, will be. Remember that you will be unable to control the hearts of others until you are able to control your own. Your life has now taken such a momentous turn that it resembles a vehicle turning into a different road. Your thoughts and tendencies are sure to change, just as your hopes and aspirations will. You will experience such a personal revolution that you will begin to forget the past. Your attitudes, outlook, piece of life, and pattern of life will change so dramatically that even you will be surprised. Dearest daughter, my sense of duty urges me to tell you certain things today that will be of use to you and which will save you from many difficulties and complications in the future. Failure to adhere to these guidelines have already destroyed many marriages. So the first part of it was more like he's just giving her the reality of the situation. Right? Now from here onwards, he is now giving her advice on marriage itself. He's giving her now certain guidelines and certain advices on marriage itself. So inshallah, in the next period, Tuhfa Dulan, probably on Thursday, we will continue with this inshallah. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to understand. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.